We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know you're listening, so go big.
Matt Spiegel.
I really like sports.
Matt Spiegel is one of the great baseball people, and not only in this town, but across the country.
He is certainly a threat to run if the Mariners are feeling sassy.
Matt Spiegel.
Yep. And today I was listening coming to the ballpark. Matt Spiegel got on with some takes that were pure gold.
One of my favorite guys to talk to. He's very thoughtful. He's very open and very candid.
Matt Spiegel with Bernstein and Rahimi.
Wasn't quite a save, Sitch.
On 670 The Score.
Let's enjoy baseball talk while there is still ostensibly a baseball offseason going on before the lockout that we expect in a little over 48 hours. Matt Spiegel is on Twitter at MattSpiegel670, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You hear him as co-host of Parkins and Spiegel afternoons on this station, and he's been following everything that's been going on our very hot stove at the moment, at least for teams outside of the local. Spiegs, how are you, man? Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, happy Hanukkah back at you. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Looking forward to the afternoon, but love the opportunity to come on and talk baseball with you before then, because I have thoughts.
I bet you do.
The frenzy is crazy fun, isn't it? I guess we just need the threat of a lockout every year. Although some people are now floating some rule ideas to try and make the frenzy more of a regular thing, which I think would be very healthy for the game. But it's fascinating what this is revealing. So overall, you have to think that most teams believe there will be a season, and they just kind of want to prepare for that. And you're also seeing like just the very willingly aggressive teams that know where they are in their life cycle and know that their moment is now, not bothering to wait. And in that sense, the Cubs inactivity kind of makes sense, because this was always going to be sort of a wait and see what the market brings kind of off season while they figure out what they have. And they are still in a transition, which could potentially last the entirety of the 2022 season, which would not be fun for a lot of people, understandably. But they've got a new GM. They've got a new hitting coach. So that's a new approach that's coming. What is the profile of the people that they want now based on that? Mike Borzello is gone. There's a new assistant pitching coach. There's going to be some new game planning going on. What is the profile of the arms that they want? The Wade Miley signing got us all excited and made us think that they would be aggressive, and Jed had hinted at such things, including when he talked with you and Layla, but I think they're really taking a wait and see approach. So the problem is that the frenzy has now come, and almost all of the free agent starting pitcher options for the Cubs are going away really, really fast. So they might get left behind in that regard and end up bargain hunting, which was not necessarily the way that they were going to do that.
Well, big picture too, that we're seeing when somebody like Max Scherzer, now Joel Sherman has the latest of 3 years, 129, so that's AAV of 43. That's what it costs. But he's a big union guy. So I'm just wondering, what message are you sending if you are one of the high-profile players who's going to be at some level involved in a contentious negotiation? Like, I'm going to get mine. And you're going to sit back and be like, yes, power to the people, workers of the world unite. I'll be over here on my yacht.
Well, that's the myth of how they actually approach it, right? I mean, the union needs to come on stronger for that working class. But the thought process has always been that, the most expensive guys are dragging the market up. and dragging others to a decent salary. So
don't get me wrong. I love guys getting money. In general, guys getting a lot of money from owners who want to spend a lot of money is good for everybody.
But there's money for both, though, right?
Agreed.
There is money to pay Max Scherzer $43 million, and there's also money to put your minor leaguers in housing that's decent. There's money to actually pay your 24-year-old stars what they deserve instead of holding them, you know, to the structure of pre-arbitration years that take advantage of them greatly. So,
well, then they can't cry poor. If they're going to come to the bargaining table two nights from now, their initial salvo can't be, oh, business is rough, we don't have the money, we're not going to show you our books, but just take our word for it. You can't do that if you're spending, if you're involved, and if you're bragging to your fan base that you're in talks with all these players you just missed on.
I'd like to think that the ugliness of what happened in the COVID shutdown, where they missed the opportunity and were just exposed as lying and mistrusting, I'd like to think that they are going to learn from that, and early signs point to a bit more congeniality between Tony Clark and Rob Manfred. But, you know, we know it's going to get ugly. But for God's sakes, Dan, in 48 hours, you'll have that to focus on. Right now, there's still potential activity. So, like I talked about the Cubs, and on some level, they're understandable. They're understandable, like, logical reason to wait and see, which is now biting them in the ass.
Wait,
because of the frenzy.
More logical, their owner doesn't want to spend money.
Well, he wants to know that they're going to be decent before he decides to green light that potentially. But I don't know exactly how that's all going to work out. It's confusing and it's complicated. The White Sox should be diving in hard right now. Who are you? What are you doing? What are you waiting for? You're the Toronto Blue Jays. You're in the same position as the Toronto Blue Jays, who have a very good young position player core. Whether they're locked up under contract or not, like the White Sox are advantageously,
inexpensively,
is frankly better suited for you to make investments long term that feel somewhat fearful. You know, what are you doing? You have needs, and what is the plan at second base? I hope that the plan, I have a guy in mind that I'd like it to see, but I don't know what I think they're going to wait and just kind of let all their options play out in right field, and they've got a ton of them, whether it's Vaughn, who showed he can play out there, or Sheets, who showed he can hit, or Engel, who's got the best glove of them all, who has showed viability when he can be healthy. But what the hell is the plan at second base? They have a serious need there, and, you know, and they've got a need in the rotation that I don't think they're going to address on a big money front. But you also have a big time backup catcher need.
I think they have two needs in the rotation, if we're really being honest. They're trying to win a title.
I think there's definitely one. I just feel like they're not going to spend at the top and really get themselves an ace. And I don't think they're going to do it unless they find some way to work something out with Boris and Rodon, which is possible. But, I mean, it's a very frustrating moment for the White Sox on two levels. One, because they're not spending and they're not jumping in when a lot of these other teams that are very close and are at this moment in their life cycle are jumping in here before the shutdown that you mentioned. But also, I'm worried that they're not going to get better internally. They seem to be expecting themselves to get better with age and experience.
Get smarter, then.
You better as hell get smarter. And, you know, Lucas Giolito with some comments to Cody Decker and Chris Ronji that we'll bring back a little bit later today on the afternoon show, that dovetail with Lance Lynn talking about the game planning, that dovetail with Liam Hendricks talking about the defense. They need to get smarter and they need to coach their guys up better. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I'll be watching very, very closely to see if it does, because the most veteran voices among them have expressed what they think the team needs to do better internally. But also your other option is to go out and sign guys who are great at it. Tucker Barnhart would have been a great get as a backup catcher. He's a Tiger. Second base, I got a guy, and the problem is that he strikes out too much. But I love everything else about Chris Taylor. I absolutely love
it. Of course you do.
Oh, come on,
you would
on,
have
man.
To. That, yeah, well, that guy's central casting for you. Yeah.
That guy, he plays both second base and right field, can also play center, can also play short. He's got a lot of flexibility. That's a postseason veteran who has had big hits, big homers in October and November. He's solid defensively. He's not great by the metrics, but he knows what the hell to do. His K rate is scary. He's bottom 10% in 2021. I think he led the league in Ks in 2019, but he chased less than he ever has. I think he's getting smarter there. There's potential for him getting smarter there. And talk about a veteran voice, a guy who does know how to win, who you're bringing in, who knows what to do and knows what good teams do. Maybe he, if it's not going to be Daryl Boston telling Tim Anderson what to do on a freaking relay play, maybe it will be Chris Taylor. Because somebody needs to tell these guys what to do so they're not sloppy on defense. It's pathetic, it's ugly, and it's not winning baseball. So bring in guys who will say it out loud and know how to do it.
I did not like the Kendall Graveman deal when I heard it. I just think spending for veteran relief pitchers is just not in my playbook, especially that third year that I don't really get. However, there's been no press release yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a long delay here. And I'm already in my question mark period here as to what's going on with that reported signing that has yet to become an official signing.
Yeah, I understand the pause, and there certainly is some injury history. Guy hasn't thrown, I think he hadn't thrown more than, 67 innings since 2017. You know, so he had said, you know, a lot of injured years. There's also, he had a benign tumor in his spine in 2020 that he obviously pitched through. So there's been some issues there, but, you know, I don't know. Sometimes the pause, I mean, the Giants supposedly came to terms with Alex Wood, and that hasn't been released. There are others out there that have, so it could be just sort of normal matter of course stuff and delays that are gone on, that have gone on. I like the Graveman signing more than you. I know it's $8 million, and I know that third year for a reliever is scary, but that is serious swing and miss stuff that he figured out through pitch usage change and data driven, you know, definitive stuff that he did in Seattle, and some of it actually got better in Houston. Even though the numbers got a little worse, he picked up things in Houston as well. So I like that signing a lot, actually.
Before we let you go, when you're talking about a White Sox backup catcher issue on really good teams, it's more than that. It's a second catcher that can also be used to optimize the preferences of your starting staff.
Yep.
And when you talk about a healthy organization, I'd like to know that those discussions are being had. I'd like to know that somehow your critical starters who are going to be here, especially somebody as thoughtful and aware as Lucas Giolito is, I'm not saying they got to make the decisions, but I'll be damned if I'm not going to get their input. You know, to whom would you like throwing? What kind of setup do you like behind the plate? What do you know about these guys? What's your history there? That's much more important than the way we used to think of a quote unquote backup catcher.
For sure. And they do talk to those guys, and Lucas has had his preference through the years and certainly is vocal. But there's a lot of times, and this is common around baseball, where guys are going, you know, outside the organization, whether it's Codify, who is working closely with Giolito and with Cease, or whether it's other ways in terms of, you know, figuring out the data and how best to approach game planning. That's the part that I can't stop thinking about, especially because Lance Lynn referenced it very specifically.
Was a cry for help.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's how I read it. It's like, hey, just give us a fighting chance.
Yeah, and he talked about it in terms of Grandal, and Grandal being, you know, not being healthy and being consistently there was a problem. But it shouldn't have to be catcher-driven, that game planning. For a lot of teams, it is not. There are teams that have game planning coordinators. There are teams who have an assistant pitching coach who does that. There are teams that have a bridge between the front office and the coaching staff, and that is what Shelly Duncan is purported to be, who really prepares that stuff and gets that ready for your starting pitchers in terms of a playoff series. And when Lance Lynn says directly that they needed to be better game planning, That's really troubling to me when you think about all the fastballs that great fastball hitting team was served.
Think how far we've come. This when I kept hearing that, it amazed me that when we go back and read Lindbergh and Sawtrick and the MVP machine, that feels like it was already 100 years ago now. And talking about the conduit, you have to have players on your team who can bridge that gap. The fact that now not only is the public discussion of it already coming from an old set in his ways vet. It's like it's Lance Lynn. It's one of these guys. Like he's telling you, I need this. I need more of this. Where even so recently as 5 years ago, it was arm twisting to get those guys to understand the value of it. But now it's so understood to be valuable that you're well past that point and they're asking you for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there should be multiple coaches on your staff and in your dugout who can be that bridge informationally. And I don't know, I really was hoping for bigger coaching staff changes in that regard, or just additions. But just additions might not be enough because their voice has to be heard. And then they got the politics of a coaching staff, and it's like a Magnificent Seven revival in terms of a movie. Every character is a certain freaking archetype, and it's like, well, should I talk to the gruff guy? Nope, I need the playful dude. Whatever, but like different people have to communicate in different ways, and I don't like the mix.
Is it the angry black man or the magical black man? Either way, I don't know. Is he Jewish? Is he Italian?
Right.
I don't know. A little bit of both, I think.
Wait a minute. Everybody's Lee Marvin. This is not going to work.
How did this happen? This just got too expensive.
There's no way this is going to work. Everybody's a jackass. This can't play.
Biggs, thank you. We'll be listening later.
Thanks, Birdsey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.